The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
During the 21-year career of head coach Rob Edwards, the Clay County Bulldogs have played the Piggott County Bobcats more than any other opponent. These two familiar foes are the year-in and year-out class of the Upper Cumberland Single-A field, and they've met 66 times in the 21st century, with the Dogs controlling the series 43-23. The seniors of the squads have met 14 times during their four-year careers, and during that span, there have been 12 Bulldog wins and only two for the Bobcats. The 2021 season has featured three series installments. On January 8th, the Dogs won 69-50 in Salina. On February 2nd, the Bobcats fell short at home 59-56. Last week's District 6A championship went to overtime, but it was the Black and Gold who were victorious for the third time. Tonight, Coach Edwards and his 25-2 Bulldogs meet Joseph Amonette and his 20-7 Bobcats one more time. Here in Joe Sims' gym, they play for championship gold and sub-state home court advantage in the Region 3A title game.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermit Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our fifth Bulldog coverage of the postseason. Tonight we're atop the bleachers of Joe Sims Gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong and I'm here to describe the action for your listeners. Soon former head coach Thomas Watson will join me. For now, I'm joined by the man who's always in championship form, Thomas Weaver.
I am, and I hope these two teams are. What a crowd we've got in here already tonight.
And we're here for our second region championship in as many nights. But this time, instead of enemy territory, we're right where we want to be, here in the friendly confines of Joe Sims Gymnasium.
The Bulldogs with that opportunity to run all the way through this postseason home thanks to number one seeding that took full advantage.
And this is where we want to find ourselves come Monday night, too, just like you said. But in order to do so, the Dogs are going to have to bring it and knock off a solid Pickett County team for a fourth time this season. A tall task, but this Bulldog team has proven they're up to the challenge night in and night out, Daniel.
100%. I've said it before, too. I don't think they've reached their ceiling yet. They've got more left in the tank.
Another group that's up for a challenge is our Horizon Sports Network sponsors. They kind of went with this dream we had 4 years ago, and they've been here ever since. We can't thank them enough. And, of course, we like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game and much more. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what will be in the paper in our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the Carquest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show. Well, we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper in our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment. Paper won't be out till next week, so we'll just summarize what will be in print about the Dogs' semifinal win over Van Buren County. Clay County came out sharp and didn't play around with the Eagles. The well-oiled Bulldog machine surged ahead 22-8 at the end of the first quarter, before increasing their margin to 16 points at halftime. Then in the second half, they kept their foot on the gas by pushing their advantage out to 25 points at the end of the third before they cruised to the victory. Had three Bulldogs in double fixtures, led by Mr. Basketball finalist Grant Strong's 27. Gunnar Silk also had 18. Jeff Spivey had 10. Eli Smith, 5. Jimmy Burchett, 3. Austin Anderson, 3. Keaton Arms, 2, John Hamilton, 2, and Western Birdwell, 2. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more in next week's Del Hollow Horizon about that game. We'll be right back with more of the Carquest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Pickett County, round 4, here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. insert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show. Time for the Budget Pest Control Boys Region Tournament update. I'm a little behind here. I'm going to find my bracket so we can properly take care of this. Okay. Region championships going on across the state of Tennessee tonight in single A basketball. Region 1, North Greene playing against Cosby. In Region 2, it's Harriman against Chattanooga Arts and Sciences. Here, of course, it is Pickett County and Clay County in Region 3. Region 4 features Moore County and Cascade. Regions 3 and 4 will match up for sub-state action, so it'll be Pickett and Clay against Moore County and Cascade in some combination. We'll know that after this one goes final. Region 5, Joe Burns hosting Richland. Region 6, West Carroll hosting Loretto. Region 7, Union City hosting Madison Magnet. And in Region 8, the Memphis area, that's already determined. MASE are the Region 8 winners. MAHS, the runner-up. So, Coach Watson, you're 10-6 on the season after correctly choosing Cascade and Upperman as winners the other night, but dropping a game on Eagleville, who did lose to Moore County. I'm going to let you choose four tonight. We're going to do the three region championships in the east part of the state and throw a double-A one in. So, first of all, 14-12, Cosby at 30-4, North Greene.
Well, I guess we'll go with the most wins, you know, since we haven't done a lot of investigating.
They do look strong.
Yeah.
30-4. 11-6, not many games played for Arts and Sciences. They travel to 22-7 Harriman.
I watched a little bit of their game last night at the end of it. They were playing, Oneida, wasn't it, last? And they look pretty good. So, you know, I think I'm going to go with them.
With Harriman?
No, with I take that back. Harriman, the tradition.
Okay.
Yeah.
14-12 Moore County at 15-10 Cascade, the two teams that these squads will match with.
Well, once again, I guess we'll go with the winning record, and that is Cascade.
And finally, the Region 4 championship in AA, 19-11 York Dragons at the 24-4 Upperman Bees.
That's going to be a hard one to pick. After watching part of that game last night where, I mean, they were...
I think they split the regular season.
Yeah, and then a very, very low-scoring game.
Yeah.
And if it remains low-scoring, you know, I guess, you know, Upperman may have the hand on it. But let's go with an upset on that one. And let's say York on this one.
York to win that one. That boys' region tournament update was brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Bugs aren't as mean when Budget's on the scene. Also, Budget Pest Control, not only the bug thugs, but they are good for disinfecting for COVID and flu viruses. Just call owners Luke and Angela Collins at Budget Pest Control, 931-243-2025 for your pest needs.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
back here live on the CarQuest pregame show. Going to go ahead and do the full coverage. Final word, our last thoughts before tip-off, Bashlot & Strong Insurance. Coach Watson, we're going to make sure we cover it all just like their agency does. We've got a fourth meeting between these squads. They're very familiar with one another. First time Clay County won pretty handily. Then we saw Clay County win by three. Then overtime a week ago. What about it now? What do you think?
Well, you know, if we can start like we did the other night and get out there and play some real good ball early and get them down a little bit and get them maybe a little bit panicky. But now if it remains one of these 2- and 3-4-point ball games, guys, it's a toss-up down to end. And we were lucky the last time that we got a couple of breaks and I guess maybe a couple of folks maybe kind of lost their cool for a few minutes there, and the time they regained it, we'd actually put them away. But
Clay County was down 13 late in the third quarter, climbed back in and tied up at the end of regulation. How important is it tonight to not get down by that and rely on the big comeback?
Well, you know, I've got a feeling if we get down, they're going to kind of, you know, put this thing in slow motion and keep us from scoring very many points and trying to shut down Grant and Gavin tonight.
This is definitely the epitome of a rivalry game between these two teams, and that was the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Almost time for the playing of the national anthem here at Joe Sims Gym. In just a moment, Voice of the Bulldogs' Michael Miller will get things rolling. This is the Region 3A Championship between Clay County and Pickett County. Fourth meeting of the squads this year. The last one coming in the District 6 title game last week when it went to overtime and the home team of the Bulldogs won. We're going to go ahead and go to break here for the playing of the national anthem. Yep. Back here live, ready to wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with the announcement of the Subway Boys starting lineups here at Joe Sims Gym. We've had a little bit of internet trouble during our pregame show. We feel like we have that straightened out. It threw us off our game slightly. I'm hunting for my roster, and here it is. The visiting team tonight, the Pickett County Bobcats, their head coach, Joseph Amanet, fifth season overall as a high school head coach, all of them coming at his alma mater of Pickett County High School. They have a 20-7 record on this season, starting for Pickett County, a junior number 15, Zach Amanet, a junior number 3, Will Amanet, a junior number 34, Hunter Wattenbarger, a senior number 1, Slade Copeland, and a junior number 23, Caleb Lohorn. The Clay County Bulldogs, the District 6 regular season champs, the District 6A tournament champs, and now trying to become the Region 3A tournament champs. Their head coach, Rob Edwards, he's in his 21st season overall, 473 wins to 191 losses, a 25-2 record on this season. Starting for Clay County, a sophomore, number 13, Keaton Arms. A junior, number 2, Eli Smith. A junior, number 4, Jeff Spivey. A junior, number 11, Grant Strong. And a senior, number 10, Gunner Silk. The boys starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, and my Bulldog fans, to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. It is almost time to get this one underway. Clay County has won 18 straight games this season. They've won 12 straight over Pickett in this series going back to 2018. Coach Edwards playing Pickett for the 67th time. Those 66 prior meetings has yielded a 43-23 record for Clay County. Bulldogs and Bobcats meeting for the region title for the fourth time under Coach Edwards. Clay County 2-1 in those prior games. The wins coming in 2017 and 2006. The loss coming in 2005. We see the seniors, Gunner Silk and Slade Copeland, the long seniors on the four starting for either team, embraced prior to this contest. And it's time to get it on here in Joe Sims Gym. Copeland and Strong going to step in for the tip. Official steps in, balls up. Strong controls the tip. Spivey picks it up, kicks the Gunner Silk. Gunner crosses the timeline and gives to Grant Strong. We've got a raucous environment already. Two great student sections for each squad doing battle back and forth across the gym. Spivey, three-pointer, no good. Rebound with Amanette. Wheel into the front court, gives to Wattenbarger. Wattenbarger on the baseline, turned away by Spivey. Kicks back to Will Amanette out top. Will turns to his dad. Joseph Amanette on the bench gets the instruction. Bobcats execute. Lowhorn down low. Kicks back to Wattenbarger. Clay County playing man defense here. Eli Smith going to be defending Will Amanette to start things off. Keaton Arms against Copeland. Silk against Zach Amanette. Strong against Caleb Lowhorn. And Spivey against Wattenbarger. Shot for the Bobcats. No good. Rebound Lowhorn. Lowhorn keeps it alive for Pickett County. Gives to Hunter Wattenbarger, top of the key.
We don't need to give him that second chance.
No.
This is a matchup to watch here tonight. Jeff Spivey doing a great job on Wattenbarger the last time out. Going to be another good one tonight.
Spivey and Wattenbarger in the corner. Hunter gives off to Slade Copeland. Copeland at left elbow with it. Picks up the dribble. Kicks off to Will Amanette. Now Wattenbarger, left corner. Back to Amanette out top. Will Amanette played particularly well in that District 6A title game the last time the teams met. Zach Amanette fires a three-pointer. Good. Pickett County in front, 3-9. 6.5 minute mark, first quarter. Strong with it. Right wing, inside jump shot good. Grant using the glass. 3-2 the score. 1 point game in favor of the visiting Pickett County Bobcats. A huge contingency has traveled down from Birdstown for this contest. And they see their teams take a bigger lead as Hunter Wattenbarger knocks down the three-pointer from left wing. The Bobcats very hot early. Eli Smith tries to return the favor. His three-pointer no good. Rebound Spivey. Spivey hands off to Silk. Now back to Jeff. Back to Gunner. Gunner inside. 8-foot jump shot. Good. 6-4 the score. 5:50 and ticking. First quarter action. With Amanette out top, defended by Eli Smith. They swing to Zach Amanette in the corner. He goes baseline, gives to Copeland. Copeland scores. A lot of points early in this one. 8 for the Bobcats. 4 for the Bulldogs. 5.5 minute mark, first quarter. Strong with it. Left wing working against Wattenbarger. Kicks off to Smith. Smith into the paint. Circles around. Comes back outside. Gives to Grant. Long three-pointer taken. No good. Rebound Copeland. Monterey having to, not Monterey, but Pickett County having to go to overtime in the semis against Monterey to get into this championship game. They continue this that desperate play. They look good early here.
They do, Daniel, and they're scrappy. They believe in themselves. Will Amanette, another three. They're starting off hot. What a pace so far.
Coach Edwards taking a timeout. 3 triples made already by the Bobcats. The score, with 4:58 left in the first quarter, Pickett County 11, Clay County 4.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Early in this one, 4:58 mark, first quarter, and Coach Watson, Pickett County hot.
Right, and they got the second chance on maybe the shots they missed, and they've come out with firing on all cylinders. We're going to have to really, really work now.
Three.
On defense, not do any switching off, just try to guard our man and stay with him.
Clay County on the offensive end. Strong works to right block, kicks back to Arms at the elbow. He's in the paint, 8-foot jumper, good. 11-6. There's one thing you can guarantee about a Rob Edwards coach, Clay County Bulldogs team. They never get anxious. They never get worried.
Yeah.
They don't get excited. And you see what they're doing now. Jeff Spivey, the steal, passes ahead to Smith. Layup good. 11-8. His teams take on his persona, level-headed, competitor.
Great defense
always thinking.
By Jeff Spivey and a great pass.
Certainly was. 3-point game. 4:10 and ticking, first quarter. Zach Amanette, three-pointer, no good off the front of the iron. Eli Smith, the rebound. And we're going to see a foul against Copeland. And I'll be honest, I don't agree with the call. Copeland getting a bad call right there against him.
Well, both players going for the loose ball, and they kind of met in the middle, Daniel. And
got to let it play.
Yeah, you really do. But you're right. You know, Pickett County coming out hot. Let them shoot it. Let them get it over with here. Clay County's going to stay even, just like you said, and stay in this ball game.
Strong into the paint, picks up the dribble, kicks the Silk outside at left wing. He's defended by Will Amonette, uses an arm string to fire three. Good! Gunner Silk knocking it down from the top of the key.
Great shot.
Used the big body of Keaton Arms to create separation.
Yes, he did. And they put it down.
Knot it up, Daniel.
11-11, 3:30 mark, first quarter. If you recall, last week, Pickett came down here and won the first three quarters of that District 6A title game. Clay County only coming alive at the end. Both teams hot early here. Gunner Silk with the rebound off a missed Bobcat three-pointer. Works ahead to Strong. Strong three-pointer top of the key. No good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Arms has it knocked out of his hands. It goes out of bounds off of Will Amonette.
Yeah, you talked about it, Daniel. Coming out slow. Clay County only 6 first quarter points in that last contest, and they only had the same amount in the third, under 30 points, I think, through three quarters of play. I don't see that happening again.
No, we're 11-11, 3 minutes left here, first quarter. I believe an illegal screen called against Arms. Keaton did not get the feet set, continued to shuffle through contact, and he gets the offensive foul. First for Clay County Pickett, also with one team foul.
I don't really like that off-ball screening in the game anymore, but everybody does it.
Bobcats with it inside to Copeland. He's in the paint, shot up, no good. Spivey with the rebound and a foul call against Pickett County. I believe Wattenbarger will pick up his first personal. No. Amonette. It was Zach, I believe.
Just now making the call. Looks like 34.
Okay, it was Wattenbarger. Two different officials flashed up at the table. I don't know what was going on there. We were out the first time. Hunter Wattenbarger with a personal. Second team foul against Pickett County. 2:45 mark, first quarter. Clay County back in possession. Knotted up at 11. Silk out top. Inside now. Baseline pass to Strong. Wattenbarger ties him up for it. Actually steals it away. Passes ahead to Amonette. It's Will Amonette. Keaton Arms in the passing lane. Knocks it to the floor. Timeout taken by Pickett. We saw a Bobcat on the floor. Slade Copeland with the ball called the timeout to keep from having the travel call against him.
Don't like that call either. Nobody had possession, but the first coach that jumps up usually gets it.
That's true. 2:33 mark, first quarter. We're knotted up at 11. Region 3A title game.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
2:33 mark, first quarter, coming back out of this timeout. Wattenbarger on the inbound, kicks outside to Zach Amadette. Long two-pointer taken, no good. Rebound Copeland, put back good. Pickett County back in front, 13-11. Senior Slade Copeland has come to play tonight. This is not an elimination contest, but it looks like he's playing for his life.
Yeah, and both teams are, Daniel. This is more about pride as Grant Strong crosses them over and takes it to the hole.
Back even, 13-13, two-minute mark. We always talk about it. It's not just about the teams. It's about the communities getting together, and a big portion of each of them are here in Joe Sims Gym tonight. Under 2 minutes to play, first quarter. 13-13, travel call. Copeland had a little extra hop step.
You see both of these teams, the pace has been furious to start this one, Daniel. Gunner Silk walking it up the floor, being a little more deliberate on this possession.
He works into the free throw line. Now the left block shot up, and it's no good. However, a foul called against Pickett County. The Bobcat fans disagreed. They wanted a charge call, but that's not the case. Caleb Lowhorn picks up his first personal. Third team foul for Pickett County. Jimmy Burchett comes to the scores table to check in. This will be the first substitution for Clay County. Silk in the line, hits the first, putting the Dogs in front by one, 14-13.
Silk had a great outing the last time out, 18 points, I think, Daniel, and he's starting off fine play here tonight. Give him seven already here in the first quarter.
Second one's away, also good. 15-13, Clay County up by two. Minute and a half left, opening frame. Zach Eminette, top of the key, uses a low horn screen to work to the left, picks up the dribble, swings to Wattenbarger now. He goes baseline, kicks out to Will Eminette, Jimmy Burchett deflecting the pass.
Could have hardly did it. Great defense for Jimmy.
Coach Edwards talking to his defensive unit down here. Pickett County inbounds. Copeland with it right wing. Gives back off to Zach Eminette. Eminette tries to drive against Silk. Gets past him and scores. Good job by Zach Eminette. Always tough to score points against Gunner Silk, and he just did it. 1 minute left, first quarter. Jimmy Burchett, a three-pointer, too strong. Rebound, Strong. Strong puts it back up. Good, through contact. No whistles, though. 17-15, Clay County in front by two. 55 seconds and ticking, first quarter. Will Eminette out top, defended by Jimmy Burchett. A great matchup between those two. Spivey getting in the passing lane, knocks it out of bounds.
Close. He'll get another one of those for the night's out, I believe.
Spivey reaching down and hitting extra gear tonight already in this one, you can tell. All the Bulldogs digging deep. They know Pickett County has their sights set on them. Zach Eminette with it. Kicks off to Wattenbarger. Zach would have liked a foul called there. He ran into Silk. Silk didn't budge. Gunner, pretty stout young man.
Yeah, he knows how to get his hands up, move his feet, and use his body to slow Eminette down, and that's what he's doing, Daniel. It's Pickett County looking maybe to try to hold it here for the last 30 seconds. Coach Edwards in this pressure defense may not let them do it, though.
20 seconds and ticking. Hunter Wattenbarger with it just across the timeline. Coach Eminette up, sending in instructions to his team. Spivey defends Wattenbarger. We're down to 10 seconds. Right wing, inside. Scooted on the floor. No whistles, though. Gets to Copeland. His shot up inside, no good. Rebound Strong. No, it's Lohorn. Now Arms with it. 1 second left. Desperation three. No good. As the buzzer sounds, it actually went down and hit a Clay County High School cheerleader. I hope she's all right. End of the first quarter. Clay County 17, Pickett County 15.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
What a first quarter we've had here at Joe Sims Gym in Salina for the Region 3A Boys Championship, and Clay County leads by two, 17-15, and they're being paced by the senior Gunner Silk. Great start for him, 7 points. Grant Strong has half a dozen here in the first.
17-15, as Thomas said, starting the second. Pickett County with the ball. Zach Eminette, a three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Grant Strong. Foul called against Slade Copeland. Copeland picks up his second personal.
A frustration call.
Yeah.
And he got Grant went up above him about a foot, and he kind of got aggravated at him, I think.
Silk going to walk it down the court, taking his time, comes across the timeline, 7:40 mark and ticking, second quarter. Gunner, top of the key, inside the Arms at left block, power dribble into the paint, shot no good, rebound Copeland. Copeland hands off to Wattenbarger. Wattenbarger has been a huge addition to this Pickett County team. Each time we faced him, he's played a significant role.
Yeah, I had a team high 29 three games ago, I guess, Daniel. Hard to keep up with them all. But he's become a force for this Pickett County team, the second go-to guy besides Zach Eminette.
Will Eminette, 10-foot jumper, no good. They say he was fouled, though. Eli Smith going to draw the personal. Will Eminette, the junior point guard, going to go to the line to shoot two. Hopefully, he can, for him, He's looking to tie up the Bulldogs. They do lead by two, 17-15.
And one thing, if you remember, Coach Aminette doing a great job of the new scheme last game, last time out, backing off of Eli Smith and Jimmy Burchett. That's been a non-factor here tonight. Coach Edwards taking those guys, putting them in the paint down low where you have to guard them. And basically it leaves the other four one-on-one like they should be, Daniel. Great recognition there. And they don't have that leg up in this contest.
That's a great point. 17-17. Aminette hit both of them. We're knotted up. 7-minute mark, first quarter. Coach Watson, kind of what we expected so far.
Absolutely. You know, we're kind of toe-to-toe with them right now. And
Grant Strong with it. Top of the key. Thanks about a three. Steps in a foot. Fires a long two. Knocks it down. That's the beauty of a
that
shot.
Is. That's a great shot.
Wattenbarger chose to give Grant a little separation for some reason, and he made him pay.
Yeah.
6.5 minute mark. Second quarter. Pickett with it. Travel call. Hunter Wattenbarger took an extra step. And Clay County taking back over, trying to extend the lead here. The biggest lead of the night came earlier when Pickett County was up, I believe, 11-3, an 8-point lead early. Since then, it's been back and forth.
Yeah, just a kind of a game of runs. Clay County made a run and tied the game up, and it's been, like you say, bucket for bucket since then.
6:25, second quarter, Strong, top of the key for Clay County after the Pickett County travel. He works against Will Eminette, passes inside the Burchett, dishes across to Smith. Smith scores from right ball.
Great teamwork, guys.
Certainly was. I know they don't throw half assists, but Strong should get half of one and Burchett half of one there. Pickett County with the ball. Will Eminette, right wing, kicks to Hunter Wattenbarger, top of the key. Now hands back off the wheel. He's defended by Burchett. Now Slade Copeland up top. They work a weave. And a foul's called on the floor. They were trying to set a couple screens and run Zach Aminette around them to get the sharpshooter an outside look. But the foul coming on the floor against Eli Smith. He's going to check out. Gunner Silk comes back on. On the floor for Clay County, Gunner Silk, Keaton Arms, Jimmy Burchett, Grant Strong, and Jeff Spivey. Pickett with it on the inbound. Zach Aminette, three-pointer good. Coach Edwards furious about something. He talks to the official. Not happy at all.
Well, it was a moving pick down there. They grabbed Gunner Silk on the baseline, which let Aminette get free, Daniel, for that shot.
Strong with it for Clay County. Top of the key. 5.5 minute mark, second quarter. Long three, too strong off the glass. Back to back of the iron. The rebound, Lowhorn. He gives to Zach Aminette. Zach with it. Top of the key. Drives the left side of the lane. Euro step and travel to the hoop. Shot no good. Rebound Copeland. He gives to Wattenbarger. Three-pointer no good. Rebound Strong. Grant, play it quickly. Has a numbers here. Three on three. He's into the paint. To the hoop. Scores. Grant Strong going coast to coast. And what a play.
Yes, it was. Determination.
5 minute mark. Second quarter. Great contest going on here between two quality single-A programs. Zach Aminette. Free throw line. Drive drives inside. Gives off to his brother Will. He kicks over to Slade Copeland. He fires a three. No good. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. 23-20. Clay County with a three-point lead and the basketball. Grant Strong, right wing, kicks the arms at left elbow. Keaton drives. Shoots. Scores.
And one.
Keaton goes on the line, and the Clay County fans come to their feet.
What a move by Keaton Arms. And that's just saying, look, I'm a man right here. Power dribble to the paint.
Took
the harm and powered it up there, Daniel. Going to the line for the three-point play.
So hard to affect
three
fouls
shot. Copeland.
Copeland does have three. That's a great point, Coach. That's going to hurt Pickett County having to set Slade Copeland early. Arms no good trying to complete the three-point play. So it's 25-20. I believe the biggest dog lead of the night.
Yeah, you're on it, Daniel.
5 points the advantage for Clay County in a travel call on Hunter Wattenbarger. Wattenbarger uncharacteristically making some floor mistakes.
Well, most time those mistakes and turnovers are forced, Daniel. It's being forced by the defense of Jeff Spivey right there. We talked about what he did last time out against him. You know, he's in Wattenbarger's head just a little bit, Spivey is. Already got a couple steals, calls the turnovers. That's what we got to have out of that matchup.
Strong with it for Clay County. After Pickett travels, he's in the top of the key. Gonna fire three. No good. Rebound Lohorn. Lohorn passes ahead to number five. That's Dylan Anderson. Anderson to Wattenbarger. Back to Zach Amonette now. Gunner Seal called for a foul as he went to the floor for a loose ball. Could it be? It's against Zach Amonette. I'm afraid not. Gunner gonna be called for it. Gunner picks up his first personal of the contest. You may hear the Boo Birds out here in Joe Sims' gym. They don't like the call. If I wasn't
that was the least foul of the play.
Yeah. If I wasn't broadcasting, I probably would have joined them. Pickett County on the inbound. 3:50 mark and ticking. Second quarter. Clay County up by five. 25-20. Will Amonette with it. Kicks his brother Zach. He's at right wing. Fires a three over the top of Silk. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Clay County takes back over. On the floor for Clay County, Jimmy Burchett, Gunner Silk, Jeff Spivey, Keaton Arms, and Grant Strong. Only six Bulldogs have played thus far in the contest. The original five starters plus Burchett. Silk with it out top. Works to Jimmy at left wing. Jimmy kicks back to Jeff Spivey. Now Silk right wing. Gunner works against Will Amonette. Passes inside the Arms. Arms against Lohorn. Baseline. Power dribble. Spin. Kicks to Strong. Strong against Wattenbarger. Free throw line distance. Shot up. Good. Grant Strong with such great body and ball control.
Yeah. Well, just the patience right there. We saw an up and under move, a pivot. Kind of combined about three or four different moves into that one, Daniel. Got Wattenbarger up in the air and almost another chance of a three-point play, in my opinion.
27-20, Clay County with the lead. Keaton Arms rebounds a missed Wattenbarger jump shot. Clay County with a chance to extend this 7-point lead here. Silk with it, gives to Burchett. Burchett pulls up at right elbow, kicks back to Gunner, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Zach Amonette. Amonette going to come across the timeline looking for points. Works into the paint against Silk. Silk has him very frustrated. And he puts it under his arm, throws it up, and misses it. Rebound Strong. 2:25 mark. Second quarter, Strong. Three-pointer right wing. Oh, no good. Rebound and putback, Jimmy Burchett, no good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Zach Amonette. What we saw there, folks, was Zach Amonette and Keaton Arms with simultaneous possession. Arms tugs on the ball, throws that hit to the floor, and it goes off the bounds on Zach. Both players okay, but it just shows the superior strength of Keaton Arms.
Yeah.
Jeff Spivey knocks it down. 10 points the lead for Clay County. 30-20. The Pickett County fans silent right now, hoping the Bobcats can climb back in it. Minute 50 mark, second quarter. Zach Amonette with it, right wing. Silk guards him. Coach Edwards up on his feet. Coach Amonette up. Wattenbarger, top of the key, works against Strong. A foul called on the floor. Must have been away from the ball. It was called on Grant Strong. First personal for Grant. Pickett County going to inbound. Each team has five team fouls. Minute 36 left in the second quarter. Is Zach Amonette, or actually Will Amonette, works into Wattenbarger. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Lohorn. Lohorn to Zach Amonette. He pulls the trigger on a three, no good. Rebound, Lohorn again. Caleb Lohorn cleaning up the boards. Will Amonette, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Strong. Now he steps on the baseline. Pickett County back in possession. Coach, Pickett County just Monday having trouble finding the basket.
So they're getting a little frustrated, and hopefully we can keep it this way.
Yeah, we got them out of sorts, guys, but who wouldn't be? Clay County's on a 9-0 run right here to finish off this second quarter and get it out to a double-digit lead, 30-20, with almost about a minute to go here.
Minute 15 and ticking. Pickett County with the ball on the inbound. Will Amonette out top, gives to brother Zach right wing. Zach drives inside to the free throw line. And we're going to have an illegal screen call. No?
We're calling a blocking call on Gunner Silk right there. Yeah, you know, what we're seeing, Silk, Aminette off the dribble, Silk bodies him up like he always does. Aminette uses the right arm to get separation as he dribbles to his left. Gunner Silk getting the call as Aminette is lobbying for it, of course.
Pickett County on the inbound. Aminette swings to Wattenbarger, back to Witt Aminette. Three-pointer left wing, good. Pickett County refusing to go away. 30-23. 50 seconds and ticking. I'm going to have to get over that Gunner Silk foul. God, I'm still upset about it. Clay County with the basketball. 40-second mark. Second quarter. It's ticking down. Grant Strong just taking his time. Letting the clock tick. Coach Edwards communicates with his junior all-star. Grant now relaying that information to his teammates. We're down to 22 seconds. Under 20 seconds, Strong gives off to Jimmy Burchett. Clay County does lead by 7, 30-23. They play for the last possession. Burchett with it, top of the key. Nobody defending him. He gives to Spivey. Spivey defended by Aminette. Now arms, power dribble. Drives to the hoop, spins, shoots. No points. Rebound, Keith Wattenbarger, the freshman, and the buzzer sounds. This one. First half is ended here at Joe Sims Gym.
Golly, guys, I can't see no foul on all that. I'm telling you.
Clay County 30, Pickett County 23. Great ball game. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and the second half.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue in Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Pickett County 30-23 here at halftime of the Region 3A Boys Championship game, and it's been a good one. Back and forth throughout the first quarter until Grant Strong scored the last bucket of the first stanza to give Clay County a two-point lead, 17-15. And then Clay County outscored Pickett County 13-8 in the second stanza, including a 9-0 run where they went up by 10, 30-20, before Will Eminette buried a three for the last points of the second quarter to close the gap to 7 here at the break. For Pickett County, they're being led by Zach and Will Eminette, both with 8 points each at the half. Hunter Wattenberger has three, and Slade Copeland has four. For Clay County, Eli Smith and Keaton Arms, 4 points each. Gunner Silk has three. Jeff Spivey, 1 3-pointer for 3 points. And the Mr. Basketball finalist, Grant Strong, leading the way, 6 in each quarter, 12 and a half here for Clay County. Again, Clay County leads by 7, 30-23 in the Region 3A Championship here in Salina. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, 2:45 left before this third quarter starts. Clay County leading by 7, 30-23. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs will appear Saturday night in sectional game play, sub-state game, if you prefer that term. They travel down to Huntland for a 7 o'clock tip-off. Should the Clay County Ladies win in advance to the state tournament, they drew this morning. Clay County would play on this coming Wednesday, March 10th at 10 o'clock in the morning at MTSU. They would be playing the winner of the MAHS and Peabody game. So the bracket is already set up and in place. Joining Clay County on the same side of the bracket would be the winner of Oneida Cloudland Saturday night, and the winner of Houston County Loretto. That tournament bracket can be viewed at twsdoubleA.org. So Once again, Clay County Ladies, 7 o'clock Saturday night, sub-state game at Huntland, playing for a chance to go on to the state tournament. Clay County here in the Region 3A championship game. Clay County has appeared in 12 prior region title games under Coach Edwards. The Dogs are 7-5 in those prior appearances. They had wins in 2006 over Pickett, 2009 over Clark Range, 2011 over Friendship, 2015 over Good Pasture, 2016 over Jackson County, 2017 over Pickett, 2019 over Monterey. The losses in those region title games for Coach Edwards, they lost in 2003 and 2004 to Trailsdale County. 2005, they lost to Pickett. 2018 and 2020, they lost to Monterey in those. Coach Watson, you yourself have captured several region crowns and district crowns in your time. I don't have those stats, but you also captured a lot of those championships.
We were beginning to build what we've got going on now, and I think, you know, we were lucky enough. I think maybe we won 11 district championships, and four.
In a 20-year span, right?
In a 19-year span.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, it was a pleasure doing all those things. And I think one of the things I was most proud of, and I think that every player, maybe not the year that they were a senior, but every player that played for Salina while I was coaching played in a regional basketball game.
That's pretty special. A good experience for everybody. Not everybody can say that, can they?
No, but you know, that's something I was really proud of. Not necessarily all the wins, but all of our kids got to play and have that experience.
Third quarter action set to get underway. The teams flip into the floor. I failed to describe to you in the first half of play, it was Clay County shooting at the hoop to our left, Pickett County the hoop to our right. They have switched now. Pickett will shoot at the hoop to our left, Clay County the hoop to our right. Bulldogs in possession to start the third. Grant Strong opens up hot.
Great move to the basket.
He scores from right block, drove right in from the top of the key for the easy bucket. Zach Amanet, left corner for Pickett County, defended by Gunner Silk. He spins, goes baseline. Amanet still working, picks up the dribble, shoots, shot's good. Nice job by Amanet. Very hard points there.
Had to work hard.
Clay County back in possession. They lead by 7, 32-25. Strong with it, left wing, dribbles to the top of the key. He has shot several from outside tonight, has yet to connect on a triple. Still works. Now he drives the right side of the lane, hands off to Spivey. Spivey into the paint, 6-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Copeland, no. Rebound Arms, his putback no good. Rebound Lowhorn. Lowhorn hands off to Will Amanet.
You see Coach Evers sitting in double picks trying to get Wattenberger to switch off of Strong over the top, Daniel. And Pickett County doing a good job. Clay Copeland getting the bucket on this end.
Assist off of the hands of Zach Amanet. He was denied the basket but found Copeland, who was open at left block for the bucket. Strong the other way, into the paint, shot no good, got his own rebound. It's knocked away from him, though, by Lowhorn. Will Amanet picks up the loose ball, works to brother Zach. He fires a three right wing, no good. Rebound Lowhorn. Lowhorn under the bucket, goes back up, shot no good. Rebound Spivey.
Good rebound by Jeff. Used his head.
Jeff going to bring it down the floor himself. Sets up at the top of the key. Kicks to Silk at left wing. Gunner hands off to Grant Strong. Each of the four times these teams have met, Hunter Wattenberger, the junior, has defended junior Grant Strong. It's been a great matchup. Wattenberger has won a few of the battles. To be honest, Strong has won several of them himself.
He has, and Grant Strong, you know, he plays in big and big games. He's had at least 30 points in every outing, and right there he gets an assist.
Great assist.
They collapsed on Strong, double-teamed him, leaving Eli Smith open, a little give-and-go there, and Smith scores from right block. Pickett County now on the offensive end. Zach Amanet with it, gives to Copeland. Copeland loses the handle, picked up by Spivey. Spivey to Strong, Clay County in front, 34-27. 7 points to advantage. Strong in the paint, draws a foul. It'll be a shooting foul. Grant going to the line. Two shoot two. Strong on the season. I think this was after the Van Buren County game in the semifinals. was 201. He had 201 free throws of 258, good for 78% on the year. He did hit the first one there. Has a second one coming. It's away. Also good. Bay County up by 9, 36-27. Clay County's biggest lead of the night has been 10. Pickett back with the basketball. With Aminette out top. Dribbles to the right. Reverses to the left. Eli Smith all over him doing a good job. Aminette continues to work. Gives up to Wadenbarger. Three-pointer right corner. No good. Rebound. Smith touched it, and as he did touch it, his foot was out of bounds. So they're going to award Pickett the ball. That's what I saw, too. Thomas, you didn't think you saw that, did you?
Well, I was just going by. There was an official on the baseline right at the play, and he didn't make the call, Daniel.
He was overruled by another.
It was.
Pickett on the inbound. Zach Eminent to the left block. Shot up. No good. Keaton Arms called for the foul. Keaton came in late there.
Yes, he did.
He knew he did it, but the deed was already done. Zach Eminette goes to the line to shoot two. Keaton Arms with two personals. No Bulldog has more than two. Eli Smith plays with two fouls. Keaton Arms with two and Gunnar Silk with two. Grant Strong has one personal, and I think that wraps it up for the fouls on the Bulldogs. First free throw was good by Eminette, making it an 8-point game, 36-28. Second one's also good. We're back to a 7-point game, and that's been the difference for quite a bit of the contest here, 7 points.
Yeah, Clay County kind of made a run there early in that second quarter to get it out to that. And then, of course, they went on that 9-0 run to close out the half to get it out to 10. But you're right, 6 or 7 points, the largest lead most of the time.
Zach Eminette with a steal from Silk. He hands off to his brother, Will. He comes across the timeline. Pickett with a chance to cut into this three-possession lead. 4:20 and ticking, third quarter. Clay County 36, Pickett 29. Slay Copeland right wing gives to Zach Eminette. Eminette just having fifth with Gunner Silk. They're going to call a foul on Silk. And here's what I don't understand. Silk was retreating away from Eminette. Eminette drives his body into Gunner, but somehow Gunner called for the foul.
I don't know. It seems like our local officials have given him a break his entire career on things like that.
That is the third personal against Gunner. He's going to have to come to the bench. Checking in for him, Jimmy Burgett. Bobcats inbound. Low horn in the right corner. Dribbles out, gets to Wattenbarger. Wattenbarger defended by Spivey. Jeff's done a good job with him so far. Wattenbarger pivot shoots. They're going to say... They're going to say a foul was called against Spivey. And I can't believe that one. Usually I try not to harp on officials.
No contact at all.
I don't understand that one. Wattenbarger is at the line, though. He misses the first free throw. Spivey with only one personal, so Jeff not in foul trouble. Halfway through this third quarter, second free throw's away. No good by Wattenbarger. No points for the Bobcats. Rebound Keaton Arms. Still a 7-point lead for Clay County, 36-29. Grant Strong, right wing. On the offensive end, kicks over to Burchett, swung now to Smith in the left corner. He fires a three. No good. Rebound Copeland. Copeland to Wattenbarger. Hunter Wattenbarger quickly to the left wing. Shot no good. Rebound Lohorn. Lohorn back to Wattenbarger. Who goes to Eminette? Three-pointer. No good. Rebound Lohorn again. He steps on the baseline, though. Clay County with the ball. 3:28 mark, third quarter. Clay County still up by 7. Points have been hard to come by here in the last few minutes. 36-29 the score. These two fan bases really getting into this contest at this point. Strong with it. Left wing. Now left elbow. Picks up the dribble. He's mauled. Ball stolen. Eminette ahead to Zach Eminette. He's into the paint. Shot up good. We got a 5-point game, and Pickett County getting away with a lot of contact these last few possessions. Jimmy Burchett out top for Clay County, looks over to Coach Edwards, coach up on his feet, sending in the instructions, says, I want Grant Strong with the ball. Grant goes out and gets it. Screen, Timeout taken. Coach Edwards wants a full timeout. Wants to talk to his guys. 2:43 mark, third quarter, Region 3A championship game. Clay County 36, Piggott County 31.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. Home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, one of the best contests we've had the privilege to call here for Clay County High School Basketball, Region 3A title game, 2:43 mark, third quarter, Clay County 36, Piggott 31, Dogs with the ball.
Yeah, and the two stars in this one, Daniel, both with 16 points here with 3 minutes or so left in this third quarter. They're really battling.
Silk on the bench right now, so Zach Amonette, no doubt, when they're back with the ball, he'll try to be aggressive and attack. Strong with it at right wing. Works inside to Smith at left block, defended by Lohorn, shot up, no good. Rebound, Copeland. Copeland hands off to Will Amonette. The junior point guard comes across the timeline, gives back to Copeland. Now Zach Amonette working against Eli Smith. Back to Copeland, giving go. Ball knocked out of bounds by Copeland, off of his foot, it looks like. It was Strong that was there to force the mistake by Copeland, and Clay County takes back over. That was a big possession. We've got a five-point game. Piggott could have drew it to a one-possession contest. Clay County, though, maintains this five-point lead. We're under 2 minutes now, third quarter. Strong uses an arm screen, works to the right, 10-foot jumper off the glass, no good. Got his own rebound, kicks to Burchett. Burchett picks up the dribble, works back to Grant. He goes in the right block. Now baseline, dishes off to arms in the paint, shot good. No, in and out. And a foul call against Clay County. That basketball was two-thirds of the way beneath the rim, and it came back up and out of there. Piggott County takes back over. The foul was called against Grant Strong, his second personal. It was on the floor. Bobcats the inbound.
Well, you can't have much more not go your way in a quarter of basketball here, Daniel. But Piggott County only slicing it by two so far. Clay County's still ahead by five, 36-31. Great defense by Jimmy Burchett to get the ball back for the Dogs.
Will Amonette loses the handle and he goes out of bounds. And Clay County does take back over. 36-31, low scoring third quarter for both teams so far. Minute 20 in Tiggin. What was that halftime score?
Well, right now, Piggott County's outscored them, I guess, 7-6. It was 30-23.
And we're at 36-31 now.
8-6.
Foul called on Will Amonette. It was not a shooting foul. That is the second team foul for Piggott of the third quarter. Clay County with four team fouls. Burchett inbound. Minute 10 in Tiggin, third quarter. Clay County with a five-point lead on the floor for Clay County. Jeff Spivey, Keaton Arms, Eli Smith, Grant Strong, and Jimmy Burchett.
And you're seeing this defense from Amonette kind of become into a more of a factor here. You got two players out there that are leaving open, Jimmy Burchett, Eli Smith, with Gunner Silk on the bench, and that leaves the two to guard the other three, Daniel. Coach Evers doing a good job keeping those two in the paint here. As Strong, they call a travel. He comes down awkwardly on his ankle, Daniel.
Travel called on Strong. Piggott County taking back over. 40 seconds and ticking. Third quarter. Piggott County, big opportunity for the Bobcats. 36-31, five-point game, Bulldogs lead. Zach Amonette gives to Lohorn. Lohorn at left wing. Piggott County going to play slow here. Lohorn just standing with it, tucked on his right hip. Coach Joseph Amonette leaving right beside him, telling him when to put it into motion. With 20 seconds, Zach Amonette comes and gets it. He kicks his brother Will at right wing. We're down to 12 seconds. Back in Zach Eminette's hands. 8 seconds in the third. Eminette drives long. Two-pointer, no good. Rebound strong. 3 seconds on the clock. Now two. Passes ahead to Burchett. Jump shot, good. At the buzzer. Grant Strong passes ahead to Jimmy Burchett, who knocks it down from the right elbow. 38-31 the score here at the end of the third. Clay County with a 7-point lead heading into the fourth.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Solana. Still got a good one going here. Clay County leads Bega County 38-31 in the Region 3A Championship. Grant Strong leading the way with 16 points. Zach Amonette has 14 for Bega County. And Daniel, that was an even quarter, 8-8.
It was a good one, huh? A defensive struggle through those 8 minutes of play. Essentially 1 point on average per minute for each squad there. Pickett County with possession of the basketball to start this fourth and final frame. 7:50. Pickett, Jimmy Burchett takes it away from Will Amonette. Burchett into the front court, dishes to Strong. He's going to score from left off. 40-31, timeout taken by head coach Joseph Amonette. 7:42 mark, fourth quarter. Clay County with the momentum. They're up by 9, 40-31.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Combination of Jimmy Burchett and Grant Strong has scored the last 4 points of this game for Clay County, and they've stretched it out to 9, Daniel.
9 feels like a lot right now. This is a great Pickett County team, though. They could cut into it easily, but it has been a low score in the second half. Will Amonette runs over Jimmy Burchett. He continues on to the hoop, gets the right block, and they're going to call a defensive foul against Jimmy Burchett.
He stuck his butt all the way in him on that screen.
If we're basing foul calls off of contact, there's no way that should have been one. However, it is the call. Burchett picks up the personal. I'm going to have to quit questioning the officials. I don't like to do that. Coach Edwards, though, does fuss at him sometimes, and he's wanting to conference with the official that made the call. He got the explanation, and here we are. The first free throw was up, no good. By Will Amonette, second one's away, and it is good. We've got an 8-point game, 40-32, 7.5 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Clay County with the ball and the 8-point lead. Strong with it out top. He's defended by Hunter Wattenbarger. Works to the right with a Keaton arm screen. Heads down the right side of the lane. Steps into the paint. 6-foot jumper, no good. Goes on rebound, put back, no good. But he draws contact. Perhaps it wasn't so much the contact, but the advantage. The Pickett County Bobcat reached from behind, but a bit of an over-the-back attempt to block it. Strong in the line to shoot two. First one's away. Good.
Stretch it to double figures here, Daniel.
They do lead by 9 currently. Second free throw's away, also good. Back to 10. 10 points to the advantage, 42-32. 7 minutes and 5 seconds left in the fourth. Will Amonette works to the right, defended by Burchett. Silk has had to set a long
Nearly time. Again, he's still going to get one of those before this is over with again.
Spivey doing a good job of jumping into the passing lanes. That's what Coach is referencing there. He almost had a takeaway steal. As I was saying, Silk with 3 fouls is set for much. He's back on the 4 now. Joining Silk are Burchett, Armstrong, and Spivey. 3-pointer up, no good by Will Amonette. Rebound Jimmy Burchett, who went really high for that one. He plays quickly ahead to Grant Strong. Strong into the paint. A defensive foul called against, I believe it's Zach Amonette, maybe lower.
Yeah.
No, Will Amonette.
Will.
Will Amonette with his second personal. 4th team foul for Pickett of the second half. Clay County with 5 team fouls. Strong to inbound from beneath Clay County's hoop. Works into Spivey, top of the key. Jeff with it, drives the right side of the lane. Has the ball stripped out of his hands by Zach Amonette, and a foul call. Now it's Pickett County's turn to not be happy with the officials. As Spivey goes to the line.
To be honest, that looks like some of the fouls they call on Jeff sometimes.
Right. Spivey with an opportunity here to extend the 10-point lead. Free throws up and good. 2 personal fouls against Zach Amonette. No Bobcat in foul trouble, unless you count Copeland with 3. Same thing for the Bulldogs. Silk with 3. Everybody else with less. 43-32. Clay County up by 11. They get some moisture up off of the playing surface. Spivey now giving back the ball. Second free throw away and good. 12-point lead. Biggest of the night for Clay County. 6.5-minute mark, fourth quarter. Will Amonette across the timeline. Sets up at the top of the key. Contact away from the ball, but no whistles blow. Rebound. Grant Strong after Amonette misses the three-pointer. Strong to the hoop. Right block shot up. He's fouled behind Wattenbarger. Wattenbarger with a lot of contact. It was not an intentional foul or anything like that, but Strong had to earn that trip to the foul line.
He did, and he earned it coast to coast.
They tried to foul him out early, and they didn't call it.
Right. They did. You're right. Caught him at the top of the key as he drove the lane. But, you know, he jerked that rebound down with authority. You see Grant Strong kind of going into takeover mode here late in this one.
He hits that first free throw, putting Clay County up 13. As I've said before, as Strong hits the second, 14-point lead, 46-32. As I've said before, this is not an elimination contest. It's the Region 3A Championship. Both teams will advance to Monday night sub-state games. The winner, though, will host. The loser will have to travel. Jeff Spivey blocks the shot of Hunter Wattenbarger. He kicks it out to Silk. Gunner Silk ahead to right wing. Sets up shot. Clay County slows it down for a little. Now Grant Strong with it. He's going to go into the paint to left block. Kicks out to Spivey. Jeff drives baseline. Loses the handle. Gets it back. Goes to Keaton Arms at the right baseline. And they saw
Oh, come on.
Travel called on Arms.
This guy's terrible.
5:45 mark and ticking, fourth quarter. Pickett County back in possession after the travel call against Keaton. 46-32. Will Amonette with it for the Bobcats. Dishes off to Copeland. Copeland in the paint. Back to Will Amonette at left wing. Three-pointer in and out. No good. Rebound Lohorn. Lohorn's put on good. And a foul called against Grant Strong. Very little contact. No, it was not against Grant. It was against Jimmy Burchett, I believe.
Yeah.
Burchett picks up his second personal. Clay County's 6th team foul. Lohorn in the line misses the 3-point play the old-fashioned way. Does not connect on the free throw. Burchett with the rebound gives off to Grant Strong. 12-point game. Clay County in front, 46-34. 5:15 left in this contest. Strong to the hoop, scores. Grant just blew past him. Got to the hoop and did it.
Yes, he did. Used that left hand.
5 minutes left. Will Amonette passes his brother Zach in the right corner. Amonette works against Silk. Dishes inside to Lohorn. Lohorn against Strong. Hands off to Wattenbarger. Free throw range jumper good. Timeout taken by head coach Joseph Amonette. The Bobcats pull it back to a 12-point game. Clay County 48, Piggott County 36, 4:52 left in the fourth.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads 48-36 here midway through this fourth quarter. Daniel, and Grant Strong's up to 24 on the night. He scored 8 out of 10 for Clay County here to start this final period.
We've seen Strong do it all year long. You get down into this fourth quarter and he takes over. 4:44 mark and ticking out of this timeout. Strong with it. Works it right wing. He's defended by Zach Amanette and putting on a bit of a ball handling display. And a blocking foul called against Zach Amanette.
I'm sorry, I got to laugh. I can't help if it's on air or not. What I acted display there by Amanette. And then he sits there on the floor for about 30 seconds afterwards, still trying to get the call. Strong's going to the line to put this one away, Daniel.
Front end of a 1-1 coming for Grant. It's up and away. In and out, no good. Rebound with Amanette. Piggott County with time. They do trail by 12, 48-36, but they need points. 4:25 mark and ticking. With Amanette with it out top. He's defended by Jimmy Burchett. They kick off out of Zach Amanette in right corner. He kicks back out to his brother, Will. Now Wattenbarger inside shot up. No good. Rebound Arms. It's knocked out of bounds off of Keaton. Bobcats going to maintain possession. On the floor for Clay County, Grant Strong, Gunner Silk, Jimmy Burchett, Keaton Arms, and Jeff Spivey. Foul called against Gunner on the inbound. He was trying to keep up with, I presume, Zach Amanette. Brought through a low horn screen, I believe. And Gunner gets called for the contact. That is his fourth personal. Eli Smith checks back in. Gunner checks out. Coach Edwards not wanting to lose his senior point guard yet to a foul-out situation. So with four fouls, Gunner sits down. 4:07 left in the fourth quarter. When these teams met last week for the District 6A title, it did go to overtime. Clay County actually trailed by 13 late in the third. This time it's been Clay County steering the ship most of the night with the lead. Free throw, no good. Shot two, didn't he? Missed them both?
Just one, Daniel. Missed the front end of a one.
Okay, front end of a 1-1. Strong with the rebound. Works to Burchett in the front court. Jimmy hands off to Eli Smith. They swing it now back to Grant out top. Grant works against Wattenbarger. They did not leave Zach Amanette defensively guarding Strong for very long. Strong inside, loses the handle, picked up a Will Amanette. Piggott County with numbers, 3-on-2. They kick to Zach Amanette, 3-pointer, good. Timeout taken by Piggott County. So off of the Zach Amanette triple, it's drawn back to a 9-point game, 48-39, 3:32 left in the fourth quarter. We'll be back after an ad.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lenders, member FDIC.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
3 minutes and 32 seconds left in the fourth quarter coming out of this timeout. Clay County with the basketball and a 9-point lead. 48-39 the score. Piggott County trying to use some pressure on the inbound. Clay County easily beats it. Jimmy Burchett with it. Left wing. Picks up the dribble. Defended by Anderson. He's in trouble. Hands off to Silk. Silk baseline to the hoop. Foul on the floor against Piggott.
Silk should be going to the line, Daniel.
He is. 17 fouls on either squad. So the bonus the rest of the way. Foul was on number 5, Dylan Anderson, the sophomore reserve. Gunner at the line to shoot the front end. First one is up and good. He earns the right to shoot the second. Back to a 10-point game, 49-39. Piggott County opened up really hot in the contest shooting. Then they went cold for the second and third quarters from outside. They have hit their last three-point attempt. Piggott County is such a good outside shooting team, they're capable of closing a 10-point game pretty quickly.
They are. We've seen that up there, if you'll remember, when they cut it late after we were leading by double figures. And, of course, here when they put it into overtime, as Amonette crosses a lane with a scoop shot and scores.
Makes it a 9-point game. Silk hit both of those free throws. Putting Clay County up by 11. The Amonette layup cuts it back to 9. Strong with it. Right wing kicks to Keaton Arms left wing. Now Jimmy Burchett out top. Jimmy being defended by Will Amonette. He gets past him, goes to the hoop, dishes Arms shot good. Jimmy Burchett.
For Jimmy Burchett. I was off for a second there, folks.
Jimmy Burchett with a great assist. His coach said dished it off to Arms. Foul on the floor. Shot was no good. Well, the shot was actually good, but they waved off the shot. Eli Smith called for a foul prior to Zach Eminent releasing the basketball. So Eli Smith with 3 personals down in the contest. And Zach Eminent. Zach Eminent at the line to shoot 2. Actually, the front end of a 1-1.
Yeah.
Because the foul was on the floor. Gunner Silk back in as Coach Watson mentioned. Eli Smith comes out. Amonette hits the first, earns the right to shoot the second. Back to a 10-point game, 52-42.
Well, we're seeing Eli Smith and Gunner Silk. They're playing defense just like they always do. New officiating crew here. They're not letting them do that chest bump, that body up as Amonette turns the corner, Daniel. That's what they're calling here tonight.
2.5 minutes left. Amonette hits that second one. Making it a 9-point game, 52-43.
They're going to foul Burchett every time he gets the ball, it looks like.
Well, they better be careful doing that.
Yeah.
Jimmy's been pretty good from the free throw line.
Good from there.
Burchett at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. 19 fouls now against Piggott. The next time it'll be a guaranteed
right,
two shots. Front end's away, no good. Rebound Wattenbarger. 9-point game, 2:25 left. Piggott with the basketball. Bulldogs do lead. Wattenbarger inside, spins, pivots, shoots. Does not score. Rebound Keaton Arms. Arms dishes off to Strong. Strong in a trap. Kicks over to Keaton in the backcourt. Clay County going to have to get across the timeline, but a foul called on Slade Copeland. Copeland now has 4. So we've got Gunner Silk and Slade Copeland, the seniors for either squad. On the verge of extinction here with 4 each. 2:10 left in the game. Keaton Arms in the line trying to make it a 10-point lead for the Bulldogs. Free throws away.
That's a good one. Nothing but the bottom of the net.
53-43.
Bottom, does it?
53-43. And Keaton going to shoot another one. Misses that one. Rebound Wattenbarger.
Oh, no. There we go. Great play by Jeff Spivey. Knocked it off his knee out of bounds.
Wattenbarger thought he had the rebound secured. Spivey reaches around, disrupts the ball, and it goes off Wattenbarger. Clay County to inbound. Strong's inbound from underneath the Bulldog hoop. Kicks to Burgett. Burgett now back to Grant. He goes baseline. Spins into the paint. Shot up. No good. Lowhorn fouls him, though.
That's an intentional.
Caleb Lowhorn called for the foul. There is a conference. I think they're discussing whether it's an intentional.
Yeah.
They do call an intentional foul. The Pinky County fans very upset.
He slammed him to the floor.
I'm just letting you listen to this crowd here. Strong in the line. This is the first free throw. Misses the first. Second one's away. Good.
We got possession of the ball.
So essentially, it's like a technical in that regard, right?
Yeah,
two free shots and the basketball.
Yeah. At the spot of the foul.
Lowhorn does have his second personal now. Silk to inbound. 2:05 left in the fourth. He works into Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy to Grant. Grant into the paint. Shot up. Blocking foul called against Will Amonette. Grant goes back to the line. And I understand the frustration of the Pinckney County players. Fourth meeting between these teams. Pinckney plays hard every time. Clay County has had the advantage in each contest. Pinckney County, an excellent basketball team. We got 2:01 left. Clay County is up by 12. But I understand the frustration of the Bobcats out on the floor.
Well, what's frustrating is, like you say, they play just as hard as they can, and they still can't beat Clay County.
We need to play good defense and not foul.
13-point lead here for the Bulldogs after Strong hits the second free throw. Amonette fires the three. No good. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. Burchett going to be
pushed out of bounds, but we're going to give the ball to Pinckney County.
Burchett falls out of bounds with the ball in his hand, so it is Pinckney County ball.
With a little assistance. I'm not supposed to say that, am I?
Will Amonette to inbound, works into his brother Zach in the corner. He drives baseline, shot up, no good, foul called against Keaton Arms.
Come on, guys.
Arms called for his third personal. 19 fouls now on Clay County. This was a shooting foul, so Zach Amonette at the line. Two shoot two. First one's away. No good. Much like last night with Clay County and Clark Range ladies, if these teams meet again for a fifth time, it'll have to come in the state title game. Amonette makes the second. I didn't write down the statistic, but in these last 21 years, Coach Edwards has been doing
this. Number five is the designated fouler.
It's pretty common. I think three times it's happened that Pinckney and Clay hit four times in a season. Not unusual for these great teams to do this. Strong with it in the front court. Minute 30 left in the fourth. Ball knocked out of bounds by Anderson. Clay County maintains possession. Dogs do have a 12-point lead. They've maintained double digits throughout this fourth quarter, essentially, the whole way. Strong inbound works into Silk. Ball knocked out of bounds off of Silk. And the Bobcats take back over. Tension's pretty high there a few minutes ago. Everybody's calmed down a little. At the end of the day, it is a basketball game.
Doesn't need to go beyond
that into personal fisticuffs or anything like that.
Yeah, I agree, Daniel. And it's calming down because Clay County's stretching this one out. Or was Keith Wattenberger, Hunter Wattenberger, knocking down the three. We've seen him do that before.
Back to a 9-point game. Wattenberger bulldozes Gunner Silk. I started to call him Gavin. Name of his older brother, who was a great Bulldog for years. Gunner going to go to the line to shoot two.
We talked about Jeff Spivey and his defense on Wattenberger. That just gave him 8 points right there, that three-pointer. Two threes tonight, so that's two looks. And then another bucket, I think, on a putback. So what a job by Jeff Spivey defensively on Wattenberger.
He's played huge. I know Jeff don't have a lot of offensive numbers tonight, but he's played outstandingly as Silk hit both of those free throws, putting Clay County back in front by 11, 58-47. Pinckney County back with it. Illegal screen called again.
Finally, got one of those.
Will Amanea picks up his fourth personal. Anderson checks in. Copeland checks out. Clay County to inbound. 1 minute and 7 seconds left. Things have been kind of wild here the last little bit. Another foul called. It's been a foul frenzy is what it's been. And that kind of disrupts the flow of things.
Yeah, the Pickett County just trying to have a chance to make a big shot like Rottenberger did to kind of cut this one back. And they're trying to foul for Jimmy Burchett and some of these others besides Grant Strong. But, you know, they're making the free throws too. Burchett, I expect him to do the same here.
Burchett at the line hits the first.
Messed up that strategy.
He did.
Great shot, Jimmy.
12-point advantage for the Bulldogs. 59-47. Minute 6 left in the fourth. Burchett misses the second. Rebound. Grant Strong. Strong with it. Grant can hold. Two-handed. Power jam. And Garcia steals the inbound. He's got it for two more.
Woo!
If you listen to the Bulldog faithful. I hope you can hear that loud, raucous cheer. 39.5 seconds left. Zach Emanek came down, scored a bucket. It is a 14-point game, 63-49. But the second free throw that was missed by Jimmy Burchett, Grant Strong gets the rebound all the way out of the right wing, goes baseline, power slams it. Brings the Clay County crowd to their feet. Gunner Silk steals the inbound pass.
Well, they were trying to rush it down the floor.
Lays it in. Putting Clay County up by 16 before Amanette comes down and scores. So 14-point game, Coach. This one all but done. 39.5 seconds left.
You know, and...
Timeout is taken right now.
Yeah, and with sportsmanship, you give up.
Coming out of this timeout, Thomas, Clay County in control.
And I think they are.
What an exclamation point by the Mr. Basketball finalist, Grant Strong. The top just blew off of Joe Sims Gymnasium here, Daniel.
Clay County in possession. Coach Amanette telling his guys that that's it, guys. Just go ahead and concede it. Another hard-fought game in this series between Pickett County and Clay County. The Clay County boys going to move to 26-2 on the season. They are the District 6 champs, the Region 3 champs. They will be hosting the winner, or the loser rather, of the Moore County Cascade game here at Joe Sims Gym on Monday in the Substate. And this one goes final. We see Coach Edwards and his junior guard, Grant Strong, embrace. There's the buzzer sounds. 14-point advantage of the win for Clay County tonight in the Region 3A title game. 63-49 the final. We're going to play a few ads. Come back and do the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Wheaton, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters. All served on homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Bunny Shop Halftime Show, we're just about to jump in to the Eagle Panels Bulldog wrap-up of this Region 3A contest. However, before we start that, going to go ahead and talk about what's happening on the floor. Pickett County just coming out receiving the Region 3A runner-up trophy. Clay County about to do so. Then they'll name the all-tournament team, so we might as well hold off before we get into that part. We do know that Clay County will advance and host here on Monday night at 7 o'clock in Joe Sims Gym. Pickett County will go on the road, and honestly, Thomas, I expect both of these squads, Pickett County and Clay County,
to
advance to the state tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. When you're as battle-tested as these two teams are and you play in this league, you know, Coach Everett calls it an elite Class A league, and there's no doubt about it, guys. Honestly, probably Jackson County and Monterey, the one, could possibly go down there and do the same. So, yeah, I expect to see Pickett County in that Final Eight when the time comes next Monday night.
You know, this kind of reminds me of the time in our district back years and years ago when we had the top four teams in the state in this district. And number three and four went on, and one of them won the state tournament that year.
Right.
And knocked number one and two, which was us and Pickett County, out of it.
Yeah. You heard the crowd are up there again, Daniel, as Grant Strong, Gunner Silk, and all of these starters and the entire team come out to accept the Region 3A Championship Trophy. And what an accomplishment that is, really. In itself.
It certainly is. I mean, this is the, let me get my sheet out and make sure that I get this information right. It's going to be the eighth, is that right? The eighth region, yeah. The eighth region championship under Coach Edwards.
Seventh straight appearance in a sub-state game, I think, Daniel, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that right?
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right, because if we win, it'll be the sixth year out of the last seven that we've been to the state tournament.
Yeah, so Coach Edwards does pick up his eighth region title game. It will be the eighth sub-state game hosted here in Joe Sims Gym under the tutelage of Coach Edwards. And they are taking a team photo right now on the floor for Clay County. They're about to announce the all-region tournament squad from either team.
Very happy-looking bunch out there.
They are.
Some of them look a little exhausted, but very happy.
Clay County comes back to the bench. Like I said, here in a moment, we'll do our Eco Panels Bulldog wrap-up. We'll also announce the TDS top performer after they hand out the all-tournament team members. The first one from Monterey, the senior point guard, Caden Jones.
You know, talk about I think he had a tremendous game against Pickett County the other night.
He did. Their best year player, no doubt about it. I think he transferred from Livingston a couple years back, and he really might turn this into a team. Jones not here tonight, but what about the run Monterey really made? You know, that was another team, was in the state tournament last year, didn't get to play, and they made a run late, didn't they?
They did, and a lot of it because of Jones. Slade Copeland being named to the all-region team for Pickett County, a senior for them. He's been a great player. Obviously, the big story for Pickett County is Jimmy Merchant joins the all-region team. The big story for Pickett this year, losing John Parker Reagan, their senior post player who's been so great for them. So, and that's something we've not talked a lot about is Hunter Rottenberger joins. What would these last two district and region title games have been if John Parker Reagan had been playing? Very fortunate for Clay County that he was not on the floor.
Yeah, I agree with you. Reagan, you know, just a terrible thing for that young man not to be able to finish out this run that the Bobcats have made here. Just a great player. We've seen he knows how to play the game. But I tell you what, his replacement, Caleb Lowhorn, came up big tonight for the Bobcats, too, especially on the boards. And Spivey joins them out in the middle of the court. And we talk about what Jeff Spivey has done for this team. Also, defensively and big shots throughout.
Joining the all-tournament team from Pickett County, Hunter Wattenberger and Will Amonette, as Thomas said, Jeff Spivey and Jimmy Virgit so far, named for Clay County. Keaton Arms now coming out, the sophomore post player. He hurt that ankle in the District 6A championship game last week
great
against Pickett. And
great
he's healthy.
Tongue games in this tournament.
Yeah,
one of those guys that did some of those things that were necessary for us to win at the right time.
Yeah. Well, Keaton Arms is a beast inside tonight, guys. I mean, you look out on the court, there's nobody even close to him and his physicality, and that paid off for Clay County.
He's a hoss. Zach Amonette joined our region team. Senior point guard Gunner Silk joining the all-region team for Clay County. And I think we're down now probably to the naming of the all-region 3A tournament MVP, and that is going to be Grant Strong from Clay County. Just going to wait for that official announcement.
What a round of applause for Grant Strong. We talked about it, Daniel. He was very patient tonight, kind of let the game come to him, and then took it upon himself to kind of put this one away down the stretch. No doubt the best player in this district and this region throughout, and then, you know, hopefully in the state. He's up against the two others for Mr. Basketball, and we'll find that out here in a couple weeks.
We will. One more time before we start Rico Panels, Bulldog wrap up. All-tournament team from Pickett County, Slade Copeland, Hunter Wattenberger, Will Amonette, Zach Amonette for Clay County, Jimmy Burgett, Jeff Spivey, Keaton Arms, and being named the Region 3A Tournament MVP, Grant Strong. Caden Jones from Monterey also being named to that squad. We will go ahead now and jump into that Bulldog wrap-up that is brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Thomas, a good one tonight?
It was, and it was great throughout. A very similar
atmosphere in the building tonight.
It was. I go back to that Van Buren, the Lady Dogs game at Van Buren.
Well, my cat's been nervous all day today for some reason. I don't know why.
Is that right?
Yes.
But you go back to that one, it was an atmosphere.
I'll tell them when I get home, we won.
From the very start, and the same way here tonight. Just a back-and-forth start. Pickett County came out hot. They jumped out. I think they went up 11-4 to start this one. Clay County battled back with a run to tie it, and then they took a two-point lead at the end of the first quarter. And then they started gaining a little separation there in that second. 9-0 run, Daniel, went up 10. Pickett County made a three right before the half and cut it to 7. And honestly, it stayed at 7 throughout the third and first part of the fourth until Grant Strong and his Clay County team just kind of took over. Strong with 13, a baker's dozen of his 29 in the fourth quarter. Clay County shot great from the free throw line in the last 8 minutes. They outscored the Bobcats 25-18 down the stretch to put this one away and win by 14. That's what I expected out of Clay County tonight. I thought we would see them dominate in the end, and that's what we saw, Coach Watson.
Yes, with senior leadership from Gunner out there, and of course Grant kind of takes in control, and Grant made some great passes, made some great shots, knocked down most of his foul shots, kind of come through when he needed to. Got a big rebound, took it back to the hole and dumped it and really, really sparked this crowd. So it was just all of our guys played good. Everybody went in the ball game played good tonight.
Well, you
we look out there and we see John Hamilton for a second. John went in there and filled in, did his job for just a second. And that's kind of what we got to have. While you're there, play like a champion.
You're right, and that's what you got to have to be a region champion is everybody contributed. And Coach Watson's right, Daniel. When a Bulldog hits the floor, he makes a difference in the game.
Every one of them. Just quality. And that's what Coach Edwards does. Credit him with the success of this team as well. Develops these guys, turns them into great players, and just has that culture that this is what's expected. You're going to do your job. If you don't, you're going to come sit down. So when they go out there, they know they better get it done, and they do.
Right. Pickett County led by Zach Aminette, closed out the fourth quarter himself, kept Pickett County within striking distance with 10 points, ended up with 24 on the night. Hunter Waterberger had 8 tonight. We're talking about what Jeff Spivey's done to him.
Good job of defense on him.
Oh, it has been. You know, since he led the way with 29, I think,
right.
Two games ago.
Right. At Pickett, he had 29. Sure
did. Yeah, he kind of disappeared up at Monterey, I think, a little bit.
He did, yeah. But Jeff Spivey, big part of that. Will Eminette, 9 points
Thank
tonight.
Thank you.
Slade Copeland had 6, and Caleb Lowhorn, 2. For Clay County, Jimmy Burchett, 3 points. Eli Smith, I thought he played a good ball game.
He
got
did.
Underneath the basket,
yes,
caught
did.
The ball, put it in the hole from
Eli playing within his capability.
He did.
And doing played a
well
great
tonight.
Job on the floor for us.
Keaton Arnold, talk about the beast he was inside, 7 points tonight. Jeff Spivey, not many points, 5 points. Made a huge 3-pointer in that second quarter run, though, and the defense he had. And here's the difference, guys. Gunner Silk, 13 points tonight. I look back. When I was preparing for this game, we had a little technical issue. Didn't get the chance to say it, but when Gunner Silk, you said it the other night, but in the games we stretched out against Pickett County and won pretty well, Gunner Silk was in double figures.
Yeah.
And that's the difference in this one. Grant Strong, again, 29 points. We talked about it, 13 in that decisive fourth quarter. Guys, he does it night in, night out when you need it most. Grant Strong brought this one home tonight.
When the clutch play, you know, it seems like he's all. And I think one of the quickest moves I've ever seen when he missed the elbow jumper right here at the foul line and got the rebound under the basket before it came off the rim.
I agree. I saw that.
And I looked at him. I said, who was that? Grant.
Close the distance quickly, folks. That was the Bulldog wrap up. Brought to you by Big Old Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermit Springs. Now we'll announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. Thomas?
Well, he's the District 6A MVP. He's the Region 3A MVP. He's a Mr. Basketball Finalist, and he's the TDS top performer tonight.
Let's share this
Grant
one with
Strong.
Everybody. Share it with the team.
Well, we don't ever top out, Coach. We have to pick somebody.
All right.
And, this performance tonight, Grant Strong, just playing great. And I thought he was patient throughout this game, guys. You saw him trying to figure this defense out. When you got 3 and 4 guys coming at you, you know, Strong would take the screen at the top. He cross it over, and then he'd back out. Set him up again. He might do that 3 times before he found his lane to the basket, and he was consistent. 6 points in the first, 6 points in the second. You know, kind of kept us in it in that first half, and he played a smart game tonight, guys, and it wasn't just his almost 30 points again. Grant Strong played under control and played smart and brought this one home for Clay County, and you can't forget the highlight he had to blow the top off with Joe Sims Jim on the baseline dunk, Daniel, and you had a good view of that one.
Well, and I did. It was great. One of his best. My favorite moment of the night from Grant, though, was when Zach Aminette chose to come out and defend him one-on-one. We hadn't seen that, but we did that moment. Grant put 2 or 3 moves on him, crossed him up. Aminette falls to the floor, essentially, because of the good ball handling and a foul's called against him. That's my favorite Strong moment of the night.
You know that, and I'm sure that they'll have a much more good personal moments again in the next season. But great competition between them. But a great job by Pickett County.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a game plan, and it didn't work real well because, you know, they had a plan to shoot our, I mean, to hit our poor foul shooters and get back in the ball game.
Right.
And I think Jimmy Burkett kind of messed that up when he walked up and hit that one, and then Grant got the dunk and put it away.
Yeah. And that was that nail in the coffin, Grant Strong's big dunk, and that's one part of the reason why he is tonight's TDS top performer. Brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Going to do a quick look at the sectional bracket. We know some things already. North Green beat Cosby tonight. Harriman beat CSAS in Regions 1 and 2. So, in the sub-state, we will see North Green facing Arts and Sciences, and it will be Harriman facing Cosby. Clay won tonight over Pickett, of course. They will host the winner of Moore, the loser of Moore County and Cascade. I don't have a score on that one. Pickett County will travel to the winner of Moore County and Cascade. Richland beat Joe Burns. So Richland will be hosting Loretto in the sub-state. And it was West Carroll who beat Loretto. They will host Joe Burns. We do not know about Region 7 between Union City and Madison Magnet. So, let's recap it one more time as far as Clay County action goes. The Lady Dogs will be back in action on Saturday night from Huntland High School. About a 2.5-hour trip from here, almost in Alabama, essentially. They'll go down there for a big matchup. Elimination contest, Sweet 16 round. We will have that broadcast here on the Horizon Sports Network. Going to make the trip down Saturday afternoon. Carquist pregame show will go on there at 6:45 from Huntland High School on Saturday. The Bulldogs will be back in action Monday here in Joe Sims Gym. Let's talk about tickets for a minute for both of those events. It's my understanding that Huntland High School for Saturday's girls game has limited themselves and us, Clay County, to 200 tickets each in that contest. There is a link where the general public can purchase those tickets. It's my understanding, if it's not already been released, it will be tomorrow. Players and cheerleaders' families were provided that link first, as they should be, to try to have an opportunity to go watch their children play. If there are any remaining tickets up to 200, we will see them go on down to general public sale, I guess, tomorrow. Boys' sub-state game here at Clay County High School on Monday night, there will be a hard set limit on the number of tickets yet to be decided from Clay County High School. That information will come out pretty soon. Half of those tickets must be allowed or offered to the opponent. So, Thomas, I'm going to speculate around 900. They talked about half capacity of Joe Sims Gym, so around 900 tickets. We'll have more information that comes out from Clay County High School through their official Facebook and other channels probably tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and that's probably about what you had here tonight. I would say is somewhere between 800 and 900 as far as tickets sold. You know, this place was pretty full. There's no doubt about it, and what an atmosphere it was. And I expect it'll be quite the same come Monday night.
Definitely will. Clay County moves to 26-2 on the year. They are the District 6 champs and the Region 3A champs. Folks, we've had a pleasure doing it. We hope you've enjoyed listening to the broadcast. For Thomas Watson and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing y'all a good night.